Chapter 5, Seamus Mountain. Business was at a standstill at Sefer Tov. It was after Shavuos, and many people had left for their cottages. No schools bought books, no people moved into houses in need of mezuzos, no one needed gifts for bar mitzvahs, books came in, bills came in, the rent was due, but no customers. Chaimko watched his father pace back and forth in the empty store, straightening here, tidying there, but for whom? Sundays were usually busy, but now it was still quiet. On Monday, only two people came into the store. Tuesday and Wednesday, no one. Rabbi Heller shuffled through the bills, reviewed the parsha, and worried. Chaimko thought and thought. What could he do to help? Then he got his bright idea. Abba, Chaimko began cautiously, as his father looked up from his chumash, I have an idea.
An idea? Rabbi Heller sniffed suspiciously. What kind of idea?
I was thinking, said Chaimko, there are other bookstores in Toronto, but do any of them deal in used Sfarim?
Used Sfarim, old books?
Sure, why not, answered Chaimko enthusiastically. There must be hundreds of Jews in Toronto with Sfarim they don't want or need. We could buy them for just a little money and then sell them for a profit. Why, it would hardly cost us anything.
Rabbi Heller stroked his beard. I don't know.
Chaimko was excited now. And we would be the only bookstore in Toronto to deal in used Svarim, he continued. People would come from all over. Why, we could make a living just from the Svarim.
But what can we lose? Chaimko insisted.
Shalamis and I will make a few posters and put them up in the butcher shop and bakery asking for used Svarim. In no time at all, we'll have a large selection.
Well, said Rabbi Heller doubtfully, still stroking his beard, I don't see what harm it could do. Business can't get much worse than it is now.
And Abba, one more thing, said Chaimko and paused.
Out with it, Chaimko, said Rabbi Heller. What do you want to ask?
Well, said Chaimko, since it was my idea, and Shalamis and I will be doing the work, could we possibly call it Chaimko and Shalamis Heller Used Sefer Division of Sefer Tov Limited?
Rabbi Heller nodded with an amused smile.
Why not, he said with a shrug of his shoulders. Maybe a name change will bring new luck to Sefer Tov.
Chaimko and Shalamis did not waste time. Right that afternoon, they began painting yellow posters with heavy black letters. Chaimko and Shalamis Heller's Use Sfarim and Books, a new division of Sefer Tov Limited. Bring in your old Sfarim for cash. Not too much cash, though. We buy Use Sfarim cheaply. We are the only Jewish bookstore in Toronto to provide this service.
Shalamis, who was artistic, made an appropriate design for each poster. Mrs. Heller looked over each poster and made suggestions. Even Rabbi Heller had to smile. In a few days, even before Shabbos, more than 20 posters were put up. Chaimko couldn't wait to see what the results would be. Sunday morning, Chaimko drove with his father to the store. It was a warm, golden summer day. Rabbi Heller stopped his car abruptly in front of the store entrance.
What are all those cartons doing in front of the store? He exclaimed.
Chaimko didn't even wait for his father to park. He jumped out of the stopped car and ran to the boxes. There was a note on top. For Sefer Tov, it read, free of charge. He ran back to his father. He was so excited he could hardly speak.
Used Svarim, Abba,
he burst out, and they don't even want money.
Really, answered Rabbi Heller, locking his car door and hurrying to the store. That's wonderful. I can't believe it.
Hurriedly, Chaimko and his father carted the four heavy cartons into the crowded little store.
Phew, whistled Chaimko, letting one down, none too gently. These weigh a ton.
Excitedly, they opened the first carton. Rabbi Heller peered in and jumped back in dismay.
Oh no, he exclaimed. The carton was filled with old, shredding chumashim and sidurim, yellowed, crumbling pages from Tehillim, ripped off tzitzis and corners of talesim.
Dust rose from the box, like a little golden cloud, stuffing their noses.
Who will ever buy this? Cried Rabbi Heller. This is Seamus.
Maybe the other cartons are better, said Chaim Kol desperately, quickly opening them. But it was all the same. Piles of worn tefillin straps, pages from Sidurim, ripped covers from Gemaras.
What will we do with this? Asked Rabbi Heller. Our store is so overcrowded already, and this will just take up space.
Chaim Kol was filled with dread. What had he gotten his father into?
Maybe we can return it, he said. Let's see if there's an address attached.
They checked through the boxes, pressing their hands along the inside edges of the cartons.
Chaim Kol found a closed envelope and pulled it out expectantly.
Look, they've left a note, he cried.
Open it quick, said his father.
Chaim Kol ripped open the envelope and opened the note.
In bold letters, there were two words.
Yasher Koyach.
Yasher Koyach, screamed Rabbi Heller. Yasher Koyach, what am I going to do with all this Seamus?
Before Chaim Kol could answer, there was a thump at the door, followed by another.
What was that? Rabbi Heller asked.
Chaim Kol raced to the door just in time to see a car speeding away.
Chaim Kol tried to run after it, but it was too fast.
With dread, Chaim Kol opened up the new boxes.
More Seamus!
Everyone's dropping off their Seamus here, he groaned. The phone didn't stop ringing the whole day at Sefer Tov.
Do you take Seamus? Can you get rid of an old talis for me?
What do I do with these old books my Bubba's Bubba left me?
All through the day, cars stopped and dropped off boxes of Seamus right on the sidewalk.
Stop, stop, screamed Rabbi Heller in exasperation. What am I going to do with all these Seamus?
That night, Rabbi Heller was very edgy. Not only did Sefer Tov had almost no business, it was now crowded with 15 boxes of other people's Seamus. And there was not even one saleable Sefer.
His father looked at him sternly.
This you call a business, he said? This is a headache.
Where does Seamus go? Asked Chaim Kol.
It's supposed to be buried in the Jewish cemetery with great respect, his father answered. We can't just throw it out. How will I ever find place for all of it?
When Chulamis heard what had happened, she resigned.
It was your dumb idea, she insisted. I just handled the advertising, nothing else.
Chaim Kol felt like crawling into a hole. He was all alone.
So now it was his business, some business.
The next morning, right after davening, Chaim Kol rushed down to the store.
He took one look and groaned. Piled up in front of Sefer Tov were another 6 cartons.
Chaim Kol did not wait to bring them into the store. Right on the street, he opened a few and peered in.
Seamus, Seamus, Seamus! Kilos and kilos of it! Ripped, browned, crumbling, unusable.
Rabbi Heller came running.
More, Seamus, more? He wailed. What am I going to do with it? I can't even bring it into the store. There's no room left in the basement.
What have you done to me, Chaim Kol?
But what could Rabbi Heller do?
Dump the boxes on the street? With so many pages of Hashem's name and sacred psukim?
No, never. He was stuck with them.
We must get rid of the Seamus, Rabbi Heller muttered as he unlocked the front door.
Chaim Kol, you look out for customers. We should only be so lucky while I get on the phone and try to get some help.
Rabbi Heller slipped off his jacket, sat down in the frayed blue desk chair in the back office, and picked up the phone. The door was open and Chaim Kol could hear everything.
Hello, hello, Rabbi Heller was saying. Is the rabbi there? Hello?
There was a momentary pause while the rabbi was called to the phone.
Rabbi Heller explained the problem.
Then there were a few moments of silence.
Yes, I understand, Rabbi Heller finally said. The board wouldn't... Whom should I ask? The chazan?
Well, if you think so, it's his department. I see. Yes, thank you. Rabbi Heller started dialing again.
Hello, is Cantor Chernboim there? He asked.
An answering service? I don't want an answering service. I want the chazan. It's urgent.
Where did he go?
The health club?
At this time in the morning?
All right, let me have the number, please.
Rabbi Heller dialed for the third time. Hello, hello, could you get me Cantor Chernboim?
You have to page him? He's on the jogging track?
Yes, yes, I'll wait.
There was a long pause. Just at that moment, a man with dark glasses and a straw hat ran up to the door, dropped a carton off, and ran off.
Wait, wait, yelled Chaim Kol, racing out to catch him. No more Seamus, please, no more Seamus. But it was too late. The getaway car was running and the man jumped in and raced off. Despondent, Chaim Kol slunk back into the store. His father was still waiting. Hello, Cantor Chirinboim, he said at last. How are you, Reb David? This is Noach Heller. I have a problem. What? You want to know how I like your new niggin? Wait, but it was too late. Chaim Kol knew Cantor Chirinboim. Whoever met him had to hear his latest niggin. Yes, yes, that's a nice bum, 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 said Rabbi Heller. A little heavy on the diddle, diddle, dee, but the bum, dee, bum is fine. Listen, Reb David, I have a great problem. I need your help. Chaim Kol's back was to the door, so he heard, not saw, when another thud hit. He didn't want to look. Quickly, Rabbi Heller explained how Seamus was piling up. What? Speak to the Seamus? An incredulous Rabbi Heller was saying. But the rabbi said, yes, I know you're not the Seamus. Great Chazan, yes, I know. Please don't be insulted. Yes, give me his number, please. Again, the phone was dialed. Poor Abba. Hello, Seamus, said Rabbi Heller. Help, I have a Seamus piling up like a mountain. What? Why am I calling you? Who else should I call? You have too much Seamus already, but what shall I do? The whole city is dropping its Seamus here. Yes, I know it has to be buried. The Gabi in charge? Yes, please, give me his number. Poor Abba, thought Chaim Kol, what a mess I've gotten him into. The phone was dialed again. Chaim Kol knew his father got very nervous when he spoke to a Gabai, any Gabai, ever since he had been rabbi in Port Iceberg. This time, Rabbi Heller closed the door so Chaim Kol couldn't hear. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, prayed Chaim Kol, get us out of this mess. In a few minutes, Rabbi Heller opened the door and stalked out. He walked right past Chaim Kol and stood at the open door. Chaim Kol approached him. What happened, Abba? He asked. Mr. Greenland said they could open a special place for our Seamus, but it would cost $500.
$500? That's right, sighed Rabbi Heller, on the verge of tears. We are barely managing to pay rent, food, and tuition, and now plunk, $500.
Chaim Kol gulped and looked at the front sidewalk of the store. There were five more cartons waiting for them. That night, Chaim Kol tossed and turned in his bed. Rabbi Heller was not home. He had told his wife he was going to wait up all night in front of the store to stop other people from leaving their cartons of Seamus. He hadn't yelled at Chaim Kol, but every so often their eyes met for an instant, and the thoughts traveled silently. Poor Sfarim, thought Chaim Kol. Once they had been so proud and used, the holiest prayers started their long ride to Hashem's throne from their pages. They had been kissed, gold-stamped, and cherished. Now they were browned and crumbling. The whole day Chaim Kol had searched among the Sfarim, trying to find at least a few he could sell. Now, lying in his bed, he thought about a sefer he had found, an old large Tanakh with a Yiddish translation inside. It was a huge sefer, more than 50 years old, with brown covers like doors. Chaim Kol opened the great Yehoshua door and entered. Oh no, there was Sefer Tov, but his father was nowhere in sight. Boxes and boxes of Seamus were piled against the sides of Sefer Tov, almost higher than a man. Hundreds of people from all over Toronto were heading for the store, men, women, and children carrying more Seamus. Stop, stop, yelled Chaim Kol, there's no room. But the people kept on bringing boxes. This is the first place that ever interested in Seamus, one man called out to the frantic Chaim Kol. There are tons of Seamus in Toronto and no one wants it except Sefer Tov. Think of the mitzvah. But it was too late. The boxes kept piling up higher and higher. People were bringing ladders and piling boxes on the roof. It was almost impossible to tell that a store was there. There was a traffic jam on the corner of Bathurst and Woburn. As more cars came, everyone had a sefer, a chumash, a siddur. People were singing to each other, bring the boxes, bring the books, bring the sfarim from all the nooks. Where were all these sfarim coming from? Wondered Chaim Kol. He stopped several boxes of sfarim. Who are you? He asked.
We are seven machzerim from Bloor Street, answered one carton.
15 Sidurim from the old Nariver Shul, cried another.
Pasul Tvilin from Downsview, yelled another.
Used Jep guides here, piped up another. They sent us from the Montreal, said a box marked with French words.
Chaim Kul looked up.
Ah! The boxes were piling higher and higher, sky high. They must be 6 stories high now and growing taller by the minute. Huge ladders were lifted as people climbed higher and higher to pile up their Seamus. When will it ever stop, wondered Chaim Kul. Crowds gathered at the corner to watch the mountain forming. Police sirens could be heard. The mountain kept growing higher. Mountain climbers with spiked boots were starting to gather at the bottom. Hey, they shouted to each other, let's go climb Seamus Mountain.
Just then, Rabbi Heller came back from the Beis Medrash. We had been studying Daf Yomi. He stopped short when he saw the mountain.
Oh my goodness, he cried. This mountain will cost me $1 million.
Two burly policemen came out of a yellow patrol car.
Hey, whose mountain is this?
They wanted to know. You're blocking traffic. To make matters worse, Cantor Chirnboim suddenly appeared with a half dozen scratch cantorial records.
Could I throw these in also, he asked.
Boy, 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 bom, bom, di, bom.
Chaim Kul, what have you done, cried Rabbi Heller. Look at that mountain.
Everyone looked up at the same time. In the blue, golden, glistening Canadian summer sky stood a beautiful mountain of Seamus, snow-capped like Mount Hermon. For a second, there was absolute stillness and beauty. And then it happened. From the very top, one carton started to tumble down, and then another, and then another. A scream went up from the crowd.
Seamus Mountain is falling. Run, everyone. The whole city of Toronto is going to get drowned in Seamus.
There was the roar of falling and smashing, and people ran helter-skelter in every direction as a safer after safer came crashing down.
Let me out of here, screamed Chaim Kul.
And he rushed to escape through the brown Yehoshua door, trying to dodge the flying Sfarim.
Say moida ani, Chaim Kul, his father shook him awake. Say moida ani, it's a new day.
Chaim Kul opened his eyes and looked up. No Sfarim, just the bottom of his brother's bunk bed. The next morning, Chaim Kul was relieved to see that there was no mountain at Sefer Tov. Rabbi Heller's plan had worked. During the night, he had posted a large sign in the Sefer Tov window.
No more Seamus, please!
He had also put up signs in a few shuls and stores asking people to stop bringing in used Sfarim.
Don't worry, Chaim Kul, Rabbi Heller reassured Chaim Kul, who felt bad about all the trouble he had caused. You can only learn by making mistakes.
But it's going to cost you $500, Abba!
Rabbi Heller smiled sadly.
Well, if it costs, it costs. What we earn is up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not us. If it means we lose $500, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. It's a kapara. We mustn't complain.
When are they going to take away the cartons? Asked Chaim Kul.
I arrange with the Gabbai of Congregation Beth Medabrim for a truck to come at 3:00. He agreed that we can pay off the fee at a few dollars a month. In his heart, Chaim Kul promised he would somehow help his father pay off the amount. It was a warm, quiet day. Just a customer or two slipped in. It was almost 3:00 when a short, unassuming man came into the store, quietly poking around here and there.
Can I help you? Asked Rabbi Heller, looking up from his Daf Yomi.
I heard you have some used Sfarim, the man said. Could I please take a look at them?
Used Sfarim, chuckled Rabbi Heller. I'll show you used Sfarim.
He thought the man would appreciate the joke of seeing the used Sfarim were really tattered Seamus.
Chaim Kul understood and opened up one of the cartons. They expected the man to look puzzled or to laugh, but he didn't. Instead, he started systematically examining the books, checking the covers, stacking loose pages.
Do you have more in the other cartons? He asked.
Chaim Kul and his father looked at each other.
More? Yes, cartons of them, said Rabbi Heller. Look over here, I'll show you.
The man sifted through a few more cartons. Finally, he brushed the dust off of his fingers and turned to Rabbi Heller, excitement in his eyes.
Priceless, he exclaimed.
I beg your pardon, said Rabbi Heller, astonished.
These books are priceless, said the man.
But they're just Seamus, said Rabbi Heller.
Well, the pages may be Seamus, but the covers are full of stamps and signatures from some of the oldest, most illustrious names in Toronto. You have Toronto history in these covers. May I make you an offer for your collection?
An offer?
Yes, would $1,000 be satisfactory?
A what? Squealed Chaimkel.
Quiet, sonny, said the man, patting Chaimkel on his dusty yarmulke.
Yes, $1,000. I'm sure my committee would be happy to pay $1,000 for the Seamus. And any others you may have. Is that satisfactory?
Satisfactory, stammered Rabbi Heller, a stunned expression on his face.
Why, that's incredible! Wonderful, Baruch Hashem! I can hardly believe it!
But one thing, will they be properly cared for?
Absolutely, the man promised. Whatever we can't use in our files will be buried according to Halacha at Mount Hermon Cemetery. Everything will be treated with great respect.
There were little blue stars in Chaimkel's eyes.
$1,000! The Chaimkel and Shalamis used Sefer and Book Department had made more money than Sefer Tov had all month.
The deal was struck.
That night, there was a great celebration in the Heller household. Everyone was happy and thankful to Hashem.
Baruch got an extra cookie.
Chaimkel bought a new yarmulke. Happiest of all was Shalamis, who was once again a partner.
Rabbi Heller davened with a special thankfulness that night. Sefer Tov had been given a new lease on life.